The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Krisus Daf Yudalit. We have by us the Mishnayis of Yesh Oichel Achila Achas Nikbichayv on 4, on 5, the Cheshbonis of Achilo, and Biois Asuris that are also, and one of the main players in the Sugya is the back and forth of Amis Achalalissa. Even according to my Dhamma, Isachalalissa, it's only a Nitzanim, Moisiv Kedel, and so on. And the famous Rambam's Nekuda HaNeflo, where the Rambam wants to know over here in the Pirush Mishnayis, where the Rambam gets involved in the sophic of why we don't say that there's an Isser Chalal Isser with a Moisiv. Moisiv, the basic rule of Moisiv is that wherever something adds a whole new dimension to an Isser, even though part of it is already Osser, item A is already Osser with a specific Isser, and the Torah, because of something else that happened to it or something else that it has a different status, it has Isser Beis, but Isser Beis contains within it a whole new element. So the Isser Beis is koilo, and it's chal on it, because of the Hoysofa, it's chal on it, even that which was also ready, despite the fact that in Isser Chal Isser comes on the Ram. The Rambam wants to know, why don't we say, let's say, Chaticha Chelev that was cooked in milk, so a piece of meat that's cooked in milk, there's no reason not to define Chelev as meat, it's cooked in milk, it should be basa b'cholav. I ain't Isser Chal Isser, because it's already also out of Chelev, it's also mano. Why isn't Isser Ano a moisif onto the Isser Achila? Because basa b'cholav is also mano, whereas Chelev was only also b'achila, not mano. The Rambam says what he calls an ikud in the floor. He says that the Isser Ano is only also in basa b'cholav, only because of the Isser Achila. It's an Isser, the way the Rambam says it. It's an Isser because of the Isser Achila. To the extent where the Isser Achila, Basav Achalav, won't be Chal because it's an Isser Chal Isser, there won't be a Hano. So you can't, it's the old catch 22 where one piece never kicks in to create the other one. You want to create the Isser Achila of Basav Achalav that should be Chal on the pre-existing Isra of Chelev because of what? Because of the Isra Hano. But the whole Isra Hano only has an existence because of the Isra Achila. Isra Hano in Basa B'Cholav is only a Tosefes on the Isra Achila. In Cain, the Isra Hano can't kick in order to make the Isra Achila because you need the Isra Achila Hano, and therefore there is no in Isra Chal Isra. The famous question is, why, is a question that's asked by many Achronim, what about Mugdoshim, where an Isser Mi'ilo, an Isser Achila, als the Mi'ilo Bahegdish, als the Achila's Basar Kodesh, is Chal on Chelev. Chelev again. Chelev of Mugdoshim has an Isser of eating Chelev, it's an Isser Karas. The Mugdoshim is Chal on it. It was Chelev before it became Mugdoshim, before the animal was Shechted as a carbon. Why is the Mugdoshim Chal on that specific piece of Chelev, because of the Isra Hano of Mi'ilo. Okay, isn't that the same thing as what the Rambam just said? Does not work in Isra Chalalism? That's a famous kasha. Rabbi Chonon deals with this kasha in Kovitz Aoris, Simen Tezayin. Let's give a little bit more background to what we understand to be the Nekuda, what the Rambam calls Nekuda Niflo. The Rambam, it's not clear exactly what it means that the Isra Hano is only an addition, an appendix, to the Isra Achila of Vosu B'cholav. The Mishnah Melech, in Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah, when he's discussing these in Yonim, in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Yisrei HaTorah, well, the way he says it is that the Rambam Shita happens to be that if a person is over on Isra Hano, for instance, let's say, Orlo Klaakem, we just said, Basu B'cholav, all these type of Macholos Asuras are not only also Bachilu, like Nevela Trefo, Chelev, and so on, Dam, but they're also Bahano. What happens if somebody is Nene without eating? The Rambam is Mechadish, he's not Chayiv Malkis. Says the Mishnah Melech, what the Rambam means is that the Isra Hano is not significant, because since it doesn't carry with it the penalty of Malkus, So Mamela, it's not enough of an Isser, it's obviously only an auxiliary Isser, it's a Shvacher Isser. So because it's a Shvacher Isser, it does not have enough of a Koyach to schlep the Isser Achila with the Klal of Moisir, in order to kick in the Isser Achila of Bas Mekolim to be Chal on the Chel. That's the way he says it. He says that the whole Vort over here, the Nekudah Neflah, is because an Isser Anot is a Shvacher Nekudah. If it's a Shvacher Nekudah, if it's a Shvacher Isser, then it doesn't have a Koyach to be Megarer to pull with it the Isser Achila to be Chal on the pre-existing Isser Achila, the pre-existing condition. L'cha'oira, the way the Rambam says it, sounds like he's saying a Tifur Nekuda. It's true, it's based on this Chiddush of the Rambam in Nisur HaNoh, but let's give a little bit more background. The Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Chavez, Om Rav Avo, Kamachim Shenema Le'yoicha Le'yseichu Le'yseichlu, whenever the Torah says a Lashon of you should not eat, whichever Machal Sassu is, the Torah asks, Echad Yisur HaChilu Ve'echad Yisur HaNoh B'mashma. The famous Klal Rav Avon, the Gemara says, there are many cases of Isser Achila, which are not Isser Anot. The Gemara has to bring a pasuk in each one, why the Isser Achila would not be called Isser Anot. The words of Rav Avon are, that the Isser Achila, by definition, is Kerel Hano. Why is that? Why is that? Why is Achila Kerel Hano? Well, then when we open up the Rambam, when he says this Nekudit in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's in the Rambam Yarach HaZoka, the Rambam in Machol Sassus, the Rambam says this for us, this Kiddush, that Isuri Hano does not carry with it a penalty of Malchus, which by the way is not clear. There's no Makor to that in the Sugis HaShas. Tosfos clearly holds not like that. Rishonim argue on that, and Yevamos and other places. But that's the Rambam's Kiddush. Where did the Rambam get it from? The Rambam understood that Achila is just, this is the way the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Achila doesn't mean the act of eating, taking a bite and one's teeth grinding. Achila is a way of ingesting, of having hano from something. The ultimate hano, the way the Rambam says it, the ultimate hano, the spitz hano, the full brunt of being nene from macholus asuras is in eating it. A lesser form of hano is being nene from it, selling it, buying it, using it for ointment, fertilizing your garden with it, whatever, feeding your animals with it. Those are all lesser forms of having shaykhis to that thing. The main form, the full maisa of using that thing, of what the Torah calls lo soichal, is achila. The chiddush of the Rambam is that he understands that way in Rav Avoh. Rav Avoh understood that achila is kolel all hanois, because really, when the Torah says achila, the Torah doesn't mean achila per se. The Torah means ingesting, having hano from it, using it l'shimushko. The main form of using anything which is royal achila is achila. Masha'en came, something which is not royal achila, maybe over there, then the main form will be hano. But in macholos asurois, the isra hano is not that the isra hano is not part of achila, the isra hano is the main isra. But the form of being nene, where one does not eat it, is not a full mice. It's sort of like, if we have to give a comparison, like chatzis she'asim in Atayru, where the klal is that if a person eats a kazayis, if he eats a half a kazayis, he doesn't get malchus, but it's asim in Atayru. Why is it asim in Atayru? You could say it's just a precaution. There are a lot of rayas that's not just a precaution. The vort is that when a person eats a half a kazayis of chelev, of chazer, of basav chalev, he's really eating. He's eating. It's the same chedav. It's the same basa b'cholav. But he's not doing a full maisa. When a person does a quasi maisa, half a maisa, so then chatzishia, that's only also min ha-Torah, but does not carry malchus. Similar is isurei hano. It's also min ha-Torah, but it's not the full, obviously, qualitatively, not quantitatively. It's not the full maisa achilo. Similarly, it's not the full maisa of being nene. That's why there's no malchus. Now let's go back to the Nekudah Neflah. What the Rambam is saying is that to add Isser Hano of Basa B'cholov, Hano and Achila are really two parts of the same thing. There's no Moisif because it might be more severe. The Torah asks it by Basa B'cholov not only doing a full Maisa of eating, like by Neveli, the Torah asks it even doing qualitatively a lesser Maisa. Hano and Achila are really the same thing. Hano is a lesser Maisa of Achila than Achila itself, like we just said. So the Rambam holds, in order for there to be Moisif, there has to be something else that's Chal. It's not something else. It's just a lesser form of the same thing. It's the same thing as Isser Achila. That the Rambam calls Nekudah Neflah. That's like a whole different way of looking at Machol Sasuris. So now let's go back to the kasha. Mugdashim, chelad is an iser achila. You could say achila and hanoah are the same thing. Mugdashim, the iser is being nene. Being nene, b'chalal has no shaykhis. It's not, it has no shaykhis with the act of enjoying and using it for oneself. The hanoah of mi'ilo is more bedaima. We discussed this extensively in Shurim HaMasechus Mi'ilo, where the hanoah of mi'ilo is akin to something like gezel. You're misappropriating something which is birshus hagdish, is similar to what Reb Chaim calls gezel. Maybe it's not mamish gezel, there's no victim of theft, but what there is a misappropriation of what belongs in one domain, in one rishus, and you're taking it out of other rishus. Tano is just a way of defining that you've taken over that which is miyuchid, that which is defined as hegdishes. Has nothing to do with the physical sensation or ingestion of that thing. It's not the regular tano. That type of tano is not a tosefis on achilu. So mukdoshim is chal achilu for the very simple reason over there, hano is a different thing than achilu. Not hano and achilu per se. The point is, hano, which is really only a lesser form of the same achilah. Mashenke and hano, which is something totally different than achilah, of course, over there there'll be moisa. That's the lechur of the pshat in why the Rambam's Nekudim Nefilah doesn't apply legabe chilev and mukdashim. I would add that if that's the pshat, then there happens to be a rishash in Mi'ilo Daf Tezvav. There may be mashmos in that way in other places, but there's such a way of, there's a taste of this, but do you can taste this over there, that it could be that the Isra Hano of Mi'ilo, which has a shear of Shava Pruta, which Shava Pruta is always a shear in the Suri Mama, so that would make it more bidoyma together, like we just said. However, by achilas mukdoshim, where one is not allowed to eat, where there's an isim mi'ilah, that shear is called in kizayis, which would say that the mi'ilah of bosom mukdoshim is an isr achilah. It's hano of, or achilah of the regular sense of macholos asuris. If the shear is bekizayis, then it's a regular macholos asuris. There's such a way of learning Tosfos, in which case then we're going to be left with saying that Mugdashim and Chelev is the same thing as this and on this. It happens to be tested in Shavuos, in the third peg of Shavuos. Argues anyways on the Kudma Flo, he has a different way of dealing with Isser Moisif of Vosav Cholov and Mugdashim. So Tosfos doesn't hold in the Kudma Flo, and the Rambam clearly, Mefurish, in the beginning of Hilchos Me'ilah, does not hold like this Diyuk in Tosfos. He holds that every type of meal across the board, shiurei b'shavu pruta. So for the Rambam, we have a good hezmer. And for the Tosfos, where maybe the hezmer doesn't work, the Rambam doesn't hold the Rambam. The Tosfos doesn't hold the Rambam's Likud Meflo in any case. Now let's add another point. Rabbi Chanan, like we said in Kovitz Aris, Simon Tezayin discusses this noisei. But he adds another Nekuda. If we'll say that whenever there's a moisif of something, whenever you're adding another element onto something, there's moisif, and then there won't be a klal venis v'chalisa, he says, by every, let's say by basa b'chalif, you're telling me that the reason why there's no moisif is because the isra no is not chal, because the isra no has to go together with the isra chil is not chal. He says, mefurish gemara yivam islam and gimel not the way. The gemara discusses back and forth, but the consensus is that this gemara stays la'alocha, maybe not so poshut, as Rishonim in Yivam Islam, we will discuss whether the Maschon Lahaloch is that way, but it's clearly at least one serious tzad in the Gemara, where the Gemara says that even if any is a chalisa, but the klal is that lekoivrei ben rishoyim gemurim, for that is considered tuis. The Gemara says over there that if somebody is over churachmal and son, a yid is over one isa chomer, one isa, so he has din of a rosh, his posleidus. If he was over two Isurim, so Rishus became entrenched by him, if he was over B'shat Nefesh two Isurim, then he's considered a Rosh HaGomer, Rachman HaLitzvon, and we don't put him in a base HaKvaris in the same place. So how strict that halacha is not the time and the place, we're not learning Hilchos Kvura, but L'Koyvrei Ben Rishayim Gemurim, that he definitely was over on a certain level two Isurim. That's what the Gemara says, meaning to say, when we say Ein Issa Chal Al Issa, it's not the pshat that the second Issa is not there. The second Issa is there. He won't get Malkus, or he won't bring a korban for the second Issa, but Be'etzem, as far as his personal status in terms of Shamayim are concerned, he's considered Rachman Zan, he was over two Issa, not one Issa. If that's the case, so how could the Rambam say that the Isra Hanor of the Bas B'Cholov won't be Chal on the Mugdashim because it has to kick in with the Isra Chil? The Isra Chil is there. It's there, Legabe, Bein, Lekoivim, Rishoyim, Gemurim. So the way we said the Mishnah Melech, that maybe if an Isra is not strong enough to create Malkus, it's not strong enough to have the moistive effect of taking away the problem in Isra Chal, is said, no. So you'll say also, Lekoivim, Rishoyim, Gemurim is a spiritual Cheshem, it's not strong enough to create an Oynish. Doesn't create a chi of korban, doesn't create a chi of malchus. But if we say the way we said, be'etzim, every time something is also, if it's added, another isra is added, so that's moisiv. The reason why hanon achilo, specifically be'machos asus, don't create moisiv, is because they're one and the same. They're two parts of the same thing. You haven't added something new. You've just extended that thing. But if l'chayv and Hashem Gemurim tells us that the isra is there, it was chal. If it was chal, it was chal. Why isn't that enough to make an isra moisiv? The way Rav Chanan deals with this question is by qualifying. What does it mean l'chayv ben Hashem Gemurim? He says there's really two isur. No, ein isra chal lissa. If ein isra chal lissa, then ein isra chal lissa. He doesn't bring it, but the famous nusach of his Rebbe, Rav Shimon Shkov, was that even though by an Isra Chal Lissa the Isra is not there, ain Isra Chal Lissa, however, the Sibaso Isra is still there. That means the cause, it's a sort of philosophically, even if we say that a piece of chalav that was cooked in milk doesn't become also as Basa B'Cholav, but physically it has the same components as Basa B'Cholav. So the Sibaso Isra, the cause of normally having something also as Basa B'Cholav is there. So in the middle, that's enough to l'kayvah ben Hashem Gemurim, but that's not, it's not realistic. It's not realistic, it doesn't have an Isra Moisiv. That's what Rav Chanan answers. There's a famous story that relates to this Hagdol. One opens up, in many places, the Chidushim of Klal Yisrael's Rebbe, Rav Shimon Shkop, and the Chidushim of Rav Shimon Yehuda HaKohen, and Shaar Yoshe, two classic Yeshiva Shasram. Rav Shimon is one of the fathers of Yeshiva Shalomis. The Derech HaLimud and the classifications and his way of defining and categorizing halachas is different. The terminology is very different than that which Rav Baruch Ber, also one of the fathers of Klal Yisrael, the fathers of the Elam HaYeshivas in Yeshiva Shalomdas, his classification system, the definitions are different. Both of them were influenced by Reb Chaim Brisker. Reb Baruch Ber was a prime Talmud of Reb Chaim Brisker in Volozhin Yeshiva in the 1880s. Reb Shimon learned in Volozhin somewhat earlier when Reb Chaim wasn't yet saying she. He was somewhat older than Reb Baruch Ber, probably 5 or 7 years older than Reb Baruch Ber. And he was not a Talmud, but he was influenced by speaking and learning with Reb Chaim. Those in the know understand that the system of thought, the Derech HaLimud of Reb Shimon and Reb Baruch Ber, are not as different from each other as you would believe when you're reading. On a deeper level, a lot of the definitions and the classifications, even though they use different terminology, are somewhat similar. What's an interesting story is there was a Yid, a great Yid in Eretz Yisrael, Reb Shraga Grossbart. He was the head of the Chinuch Hatzmoy, and he was a Talmud of Reb Shimon, a prime Talmud of Reb Shimon Shkop in Grodno, in Lithuania in the 1930s. He went to learn, Reb Shimon went to America in the early 30s, he went to learn one's man, Yevamis, by Reb Baruch Ber. After Shir, Reb Baruch Ber had said a Shir on the Sugya of Ein Isra Chal Lissa, and after Shir, Reb Baruch Ber finished, he was already an older man, he was sitting on the bench, sunk into the bench, exhausted, and Reb Shraga went over to Reb Baruch Ber, and he said to Reb Baruch Ber, he was discussing the Shir, he said that on this Indian, L'koivri ben Rishoyim Gemurim, he says, Reb Shimon understands that the Isra is not there. So Reb Baruch Ber said, how is your Rebbe Reb Shimon Magdir? How does he define what is the Tosefes Dvarim of L'koivri ben Rishoyim Gemurim? Reb Shraga said to him, Reb Shimon is not that the Sibas or Isra is Nishdo. The Sibas or Isra is Nachdo. The cause of the Isra is still there. Reb Baruch Ber, in his weakness, jumped off the bench as if bitten by a snake and said to Reb Shraga, Nishdo azazach v'siva so isa. That's not the way to say it. The way to say it is the cheftz of the isur is there. The essence of the isur, the object of the isur is there. And Reb Shraga Grossbart would say over in later years, one who wishes to understand the difference in Derek HaLimud between Rav Shimon and Rav Baruch Ber should define what's the difference between a Siba Sarisa and a Chetzad Yisur. That's the story. And it's a nice story for those that try to define different Svarim and how they learn and what their definition in Derek HaLimud is. Lamaisa, what Rav Baruch Ber was saying is that L'Kaibib and Rishon Gemurim means that Be'etzem, the Chelev, turns into Basav HaKalev. It's a Chefza, it's an object, in objective terms, it is Basav HaKalev. However, everything that's also Basav HaKalev, Mevela, Trefa, Arla, Klein, whatever you have, any Chaticha di Yisura, it's not enough that the thing itself is also. The thing itself, the Chaticha di Yisura, imposes on the person a tzivui not to eat from that thing. The Torah imposed, because of the Isur on the item, the Torah imposed that Isur as a personal chiyuv on the person who's eating it. What's called in terminology, in Yeshivish terminology, the Isur Cheftza creates an Isur on the Gavra. The objective Isur in the Chaticha creates an imperative on the person to be mekayim rotzen abayir, but not eating. The problem of an isur chal lisur is not that it's not, it can't be two things at one time. If a woman is a sister-in-law and an aunt, so then she's two isurim. Bechefza, bemohuz, the kirva is the kirva of two people. If a piece of meat is not only chalav, but it was cooked in meat, so then it's basa b'chalav. But the Torah does not aser one who's also. If you're already not allowed to eat that piece of meat, the Torah is not going to place another isur on you. The Torah didn't make a chalois isur of basa b'chalav when somebody's already mitzvah not to eat the piece of meat. It's redundant. But the thing itself is avada chaticha di isur. The Kavim ben Rishon Gemurim is not just a philosophical, yeah, it's really a bad thing. It is a piece of basa b'chalav. But the Torah didn't impose on you a separate issue of not eating it al basa b'chalav. That's what it means. Ein issur chalos on the one hand, but l'kayv ben Rishon Gemurim. He ate something. He ate a chaticha that has two issur. In Ken, we understand that l'kayv ben Rishon Gemurim is not a lesser form of an issur. It's not speaking to the nekuda that we have to work with in ein issur chalos. L'kayv ben Rishon Gemurim defines the object. But that we know that the object is a chaticha that has in it two issur. The problem in Issur Chalos is in order to create a punishment on the person for both Isurim, there has to be something meaningful being chal on him to answer him, legabi eating that thing in a way that he wasn't also before. And on that we still have the Rambam's Nekud in the flaw, that Hano is not a meaningful extension of Issur Achilah, because Hano and Achilah are the same thing. It doesn't help the fact that the Isur is chal legabi ben Lekavi ben Rishon Gemurim. The fact that the object is a Chaticha de Isura is not relevant to the definition of whether it's chal on him. If it's not chal on him, so then the extension has to be an extension that's meaning, you're meaningfully extending that is. That you're not, and therefore there's no din of moisif l'gabi basa b'chalav. We'll add one more point. The Prima Godin, in his Psichat Hilchus Chom Tzemaseh, brings an interesting question. The Shachin Yerodei in Hilchus Shavuos, the person makes a shavua that he's not going to eat. And then in the middle of the day, it's pekuach nefesh, he makes a shavua that he's not going to eat bread. He's on a diet, he wants to force himself only to eat protein, no carbohydrates. He asks himself eating bread and cake, cookies, pretzels, whatever it is. Middle of the day, he has some type of pekuach nefesh situation, his blood sugar, something else, and he has to eat. The doctor says he's going to die if he doesn't eat carbohydrates. Pekuach nefesh, and chadol ha'emid b'teira, can I get pekuach nefesh? You have to give him to eat. And he's ready to eat. The shaila is, he has 20 seconds. Should he get three people quickly together, make hatoras nedorim kilu on the shvua, and then eat? Why not? Why not take off an issa? The shach says that yes, of course, why not get rid of the issa shvua? Why be over the issa shvua if you don't have to? But what happens, let's say his shvua was not to eat macholos asuras. His shvua was, he made a shvua not to eat chazan. So the halacha is ein issur chalos, the shvua is not chal to give him two malkis, because he's anyways also to eat that thing. Says the shach, that if ein issur chalos, if it's not also, so then he doesn't have to make hatoras, he doesn't have to be matir the shvua. Frekta Prima Godin, what do you mean? L'Kavir Ben Hashem Gemurim, he's definitely over two Yisurim. Just not on the level of Malkis. But it's enough of an isur. Why shouldn't he be matter that shvua? In order to answer Pirmei Gadol's kasha, the pshat neshach is, like we just said, that L'chayvi ben Hashem Gemurim is not a lesser form of the same Issa. It means it's a definition of what that object is. That object is the Chaticha D'Yisura. That definition is only shayach when you could define two Yisurim, like we said, a piece of chelev, and it becomes the bas b'chalv, it's cooked in meat, or a woman who has two relationships with one man, an aunt and a sister-in-law. In that case, she is two things. In that case, the piece of meat is two things. What about something that's a piece of chelev that he was nishba, he swore that he's not going to eat a piece of chelev? Is it two things? A shvu is not a chaticha d'isurim. The most extreme example of an issa in the Torah where there is no chaticha d'isurim is an issa shvu. I believe, maybe it's a chiddush, but I believe that it's a glata svara, I think it's true, that when we deal with Issa Shvu, it's not shaykh to talk about L'Kavim and Hashem Gemurim. L'Kavim and Hashem Gemurim, like we said, is a definition of that object being definitively a Chaticha that has two Isurim. A piece of Chela that's also B'Shvua, the person might be over two Isurim, but over here he's not over an Issa, he has B'Kuch Nefashis, he's allowed to eat. I'm sorry, not because of the B'Kuch Nefashis. Because Anissa Chal Issa, it's not Chal on him that he's doing a Maisa with two Yisurim. What's yeah? If something becomes a Chaticha that has in it physically two Yisurim, so then you can say, by definition, it's objectively, it's a Chaticha of Shtei Yisurim. The Krevi Ben Hashem Gemur, but not Nissa Shvu, and Nissa Shvu doesn't redefine, rewire what the Chafetz is. So now over there, Avada Anissa Chal Issa, there's no two Yisurim. That's L'Chayv with the Shach Nier. They hold, which would agree with the way we're explaining, that L'Chayv Ben Hashem Gemurim is not a Tosefes in the Chayfetz to be able to schlep together. It's not a Tosefes, L'Gabi, the Issa of the person, to be able to bring together the Moisiv of the Issa Ano onto the Issa Achim.
The Daf Yoimi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.